Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the latest shifts in the tech landscape. Let's kick things off with a big move from the browser company, which is considering selling or open sourcing its Arc browser. This comes as they pivot towards AI with their new project, Dia.
The browser company is shifting its focus to AI integration with a new browser called Dia. CEO Josh Miller highlighted that Arc, while innovative, has faced what he calls a novelty tax, meaning it was too complex for many users without enough payoff.
That's fascinating. What exactly is this novelty tax problem, and how is it influencing their decision to potentially sell or open source Arc?
The novelty tax refers to Arc's complexity and the steep learning curve it presented. Despite its innovative features, users found it challenging to adapt. Miller noted that Arc lacked cohesion in its core features and values, making it more of an experiment than a mainstream solution. This has led them to consider new directions, focusing on a more universally appealing AI-powered browser.
It seems like a strategic pivot could redefine their market position. Moving on, Samsung is eyeing a significant investment in Exo, a medical imaging startup. Let's explore what this could mean for both companies.
Samsung's venture arm is reportedly considering a $100 million investment in Exo, a startup specializing in handheld medical imaging devices. These devices use AI and silicon technology to perform ultrasound exams, which can be directly integrated with smartphones.
That's a hefty sum. How does Exo's technology stand out in the medical field, and what might Samsung gain from this investment?
Exo's devices are notable for their portability and integration with smartphones, allowing for easy scanning and reporting. This aligns with Samsung's interest in expanding its healthcare technology footprint. The investment could enhance Exo's market reach and accelerate innovation in medical imaging.
Indeed, it could be a game changer in medical tech. Now let's shift gears to the challenges faced by new tech graduates. Landing a first job in tech is reportedly tougher than ever. What's causing this?
The tech industry's entry-level hiring has significantly declined, with new grad hires by major tech firms dropping over 50% since 2019. LinkedIn's Anish Raman warns that AI is eliminating traditional entry-level positions, breaking the bottom rung of the career ladder.
That's concerning. Are there any silver linings for graduates entering the tech workforce?
Yes, while traditional tech roles are shrinking, tech skills are in demand across various industries like healthcare and finance. This diversification offers new opportunities for graduates to apply their skills beyond conventional tech companies.
It's a challenging yet evolving landscape. Speaking of evolution, a top AI researcher in Europe has raised $13 million to tackle the holy grail of AI models. Let's delve into this exciting development.
Matthias Niesner, a leading AI researcher, has secured $13 million for his startup Spealtiel. The goal is to develop AI models capable of generating full 3D environments from text prompts, a significant leap from current 2D image generation capabilities.
What makes this pursuit the holy grail of AI, and what potential does it hold for the future?
Creating coherent 3D environments from text is complex, requiring advanced model training and significant computational power. Success in this area could revolutionize industries like gaming, virtual reality, and beyond, offering immersive experiences driven by AI.
The possibilities are truly exciting. Now, let's talk about TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, where attendees can vote for their preferred sessions. How is this shaping the event?
TechCrunch Disrupt 2025 is engaging its audience by allowing them to vote for breakout and roundtable sessions. With 20 finalists, the top sessions will be featured at the event, ensuring topics resonate with attendees.
That's a great way to tailor the experience. Shifting focus to energy, nuclear fission startups are gaining traction with backing from big tech. What's driving this interest?
With AI increasing electricity demand, tech companies are investing in nuclear fission for its stable and continuous power supply. New reactor designs promise efficient energy production, appealing to data centers needing consistent power.
It's intriguing how energy needs shape tech investments. Next, let's discuss the recent VW trial outcome. Four executives were found guilty in a case that reshaped Europe's auto market.
Four former VW executives received prison sentences for their roles in the emissions cheating scandal. This verdict highlights the need for corporate accountability and has significantly impacted the perception of diesel technology in Europe.
A pivotal moment for the auto industry indeed. Now, Nick Clegg's recent comments on AI regulation have sparked debate. What did he say about artist permissions?
Nick Clegg argued that requiring artist permission for AI training data could kill the industry. He acknowledged artists' rights, but emphasized the impracticality of obtaining consent for vast data sets used in AI training.
It's a complex issue, balancing innovation and rights. Finally, let's look at SoftBank's proposal for a U.S.-Japan sovereign wealth fund. What's the vision here?
Masayoshi Son of SoftBank proposed a $300 billion U.S.-Japan sovereign wealth fund to invest in technology and infrastructure. This fund could support large-scale projects and boost economic ties between the two nations.
A bold initiative with potential global impact. Wrapping up, Chime is gearing up for its IPO. What should investors know?
Chime, known for banking services to low-income users, is planning an IPO. Its dual revenue model from fees and lending presents a unique investment case with valuations ranging widely from $6 billion to $21 billion.
Chime's IPO could redefine fintech valuations. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more insights next time, and thanks for joining us on this tech journey.